We Catholics have a lot of strange feast days. I mean, we celebrate people and saints, and people got shot to death with arrows, people who were beheaded, came back to life, picked up their head. That's a weird one. I mean, we celebrate weird things like three persons and one God, and we even like to celebrate days when, like, the blood of a martyr liquefies again hundreds of years after his death. But today's feast, February 22nd, all right, this is a bit weird. We actually celebrate a chair. I'm not kidding. And it's not just any feast day. I mean, there are like three levels of feast days, memorials, feast, and solemnities. This is a big one. It's not a solemnity, but it's not a memorial. It's a feast day of a chair. But I suppose it's not just any chair, and it's really not just about a chair. The feast of the chair of St. Peter today. Now, before we go any further, yes, it is about an actual chair. There is the actual chair of St. Peter. You can go to the Vatican, and they've got a replica of it in the Vatican Treasury Museum. And then the actual chair in which Peter, the first pope, sat is actually, if you look at the big Basilica of St. Peter's, all the way at the end, where there's that little window with the Holy Spirit dove in the back. Well, there's also right there a big bronze chair, and inside the bronze chair is the actual remains of the first century chair in which St. Peter sat. And the altar underneath it is known affectionately as the altar of the chair. All right, so what's the big deal? Yes, we have a chair that St. Peter sat in. As is often the case in the church, things just ain't what they seem on the surface. The chair stands for a lot more than just the place where Peter sat down. It goes back to the traditional teaching of the rabbis in Judaism. Whenever a teacher, rabbi, would want to teach, he would sit down. Now, we kind of get this backwards in education today. Now the students all sit and the teacher stands, but back in the day, and in Judaism to this day, when a rabbi goes to teach, he sits. In fact, there's a special chair in the synagogue where the rabbi sits, and that's his symbol of his teaching authority. And of course, that comes right over into the church with Peter being Jewish and Jesus being Jewish and all of the bishops being Jewish. They have their seat, their chair, and it's not just where they sit. It also symbolizes the authority with which they teach. That's why Jesus can even say in the scriptures, you know, listen to what the scribes and Pharisees say, for they sit on the chair, the seat of Moses. They teach with authority, but don't follow their example, because they're teaching with authority, but they're not doing what they're teaching. Well, fast forward to today, and the successors of the apostles, the bishops, also have their chairs. And you might recognize the Latin word for chair. It is, in fact, cathedra, from where we get the word cathedral. Now, most people would think of a cathedral as like, oh, a big fancy church. Well, I can tell you, I've been to the cathedral of the Diocese of Juneau when I go up to Alaska in the summers, and it ain't so big and fancy. It's about what you might expect for a little church in the middle of the little town of Juneau, Alaska. But it is a cathedral because it has a cathedra. Cathedra is the word for chair, and especially it means the chair of the bishop. He does actually sit in that chair when he's in his cathedral, but more than that, it's the symbol of his teaching authority. Now, when Jesus makes Peter the first pope, he gives him authority. He says, no longer will you be Simon, I call you Peter, rock. And on this rock, I will build my church, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys are the symbol of authority. That's why the papal flag, the papal coat of arms, it's got the keys on there. It's a symbol of Peter's authority, but also the chair. If you were to wonder, where is the Pope's chair then today? It's actually not in the Vatican. It's at the Basilica of St. John Lateran. That is the cathedral of the Pope, because that's where his chair is at. If you go to John Lateran, all the way in the back of the apse, there is a chair in which only the Pope sits as the symbol of his authority. Likewise, if you go to the Cathedral of St. Peter here in the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas, you will find a special chair in which only Archbishop Nauman and the bishops of Kansas City and Kansas sit. It's the symbol. So, yeah, we Catholics are a little strange. We celebrate a chair today, but it's way more than a chair. God promises us that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That means the one who sits on that chair and teaches with authority, teaches with the authority of Jesus. And if you're a follower of Jesus, well, who wouldn't want to hear his voice today and his authority. So let's be grateful for a chair, but especially what it represents and who sits on that chair. God bless you.